Unit 6. Animals. Animal behavior.
As humans, we can be caring and generous, but this is not a quality that sets us apart. Take the example of Linda Gustafson's two pets, Toby a cat and Katie a dog. Every evening, Miss Gustafson would feed Toby and Katie the scraps from her dinner, making sure to put Toby's food up high on the counter away from Katie. But Toby would take pity on Katie when she begged, scooping some food onto the floor so that Katie could eat more. Later in the evening, Katie would leave her cozy spot on the cushion and let Toby sit there, as if returning the favor. But generosity is not limited to domestic animals. Wildlife biologist Kaihan Ostevar observed the same behavior while studying a herd of savanna elephants. According to Ostevar, an unknown forest elephant with a badly injured trunk approached one elephant from the savanna herd. The forest elephant immediately put its trunk in the mouth of the larger elephant to communicate that it couldn't feed itself. Instinctively, the savanna elephant picked up some food and put it in the forest elephant's mouth. So, why do some animals show such kindness? Scientists think it has something to do with living in a group environment. In a group, animals like elephants rely on each other for food and protection. So they must maintain good relationships with other members of their group. Sometimes, however, animals will help each other even when there's no obvious benefit to be gained. Perhaps they simply enjoy the satisfaction of doing something nice as much as we do.
Further reading. Once referred to as the pygmy chimpanzee, the bonobo is now considered more similar to humans than to other primates. For instance, scientists believe the bonobo is our closest living relative, genetically speaking, for 98% of the animal's DNA is identical to ours. With its slender upper body, shoulders, neck, and long legs, the bonobo more closely resembles a human in appearance than a common chimpanzee does. In fact, it often walks standing on two legs. Also, the behavior of the bonobo is similar to ours. When playing in a group, bonobos will laugh and tickle each other. And in experiments, they have demonstrated a capacity for compassion, kindness, patience, and cooperation that is unknown in the animal kingdom beyond humans. They even use tools to accomplish tasks. Isn't it amazing to see ourselves reflected so clearly in an animal?